in Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Got several guests in this morning. We have Jennifer from Sparta Community Hospital. Also, Dr. Coulter joining us this morning. How's everyone doing?
We're doing well.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Glad to have you here. And I guess we're going to be talking today a little bit about COVID vaccines, things like that. A lot of questions out there, I think, on the topic. A lot of confusion in different areas and stuff, so hopefully we can kind of help alleviate some of that.
Yeah, there's legitimately a lot of questions that have arisen with the entire vaccine programs we've had. You know, there's the question of, is this a rushed vaccine? Is the new technology safe? Is it safe for everybody? Is it safe for kids? Is it safe for pregnant people? Is it effective? Do people need it? And so there legitimately a lot of questions about those things, and
right.
It certainly came up rapidly that the COVID-19 was just described in December of 2019, and so we arrived with a brand new disease and a brand new situation that didn't know what was going on, and you know, most people, even a lot of experts, were not very excited about the prospect of a global pandemic until it got to Italy, and Italy was a disaster area for some months, and beginning in February, really, of 2020. And attention was starting to be gathered then. Then by mid-March, we were shutting down things. Whether the shutting down everything was a great idea or not is going to be a question for debate for the next 100 years, I suspect. But and I don't know the answer to that one, along with a lot of other problems with COVID that we started with a disease from scratch, and we'll know more. So I told people in March last year, we'll know more in 6 months, and we did. And I said, there were 6 months, I told them we'd know more, and then now I'm telling people no more next year. But the vaccine's an interesting story. The government had a rush program for the vaccine, but the rush part, the important part of the rush part is that typically drug trials are run with a phase one study that you make sure it's safe and reasonably expected to be effective, because you don't want to put a lot of effort into something that's not going to work.
Right.
So that's kind of the phase one. So they did that. Things looked pretty good with vaccine results at that point. And so the government, this is sort of, people have described this as being like a rush order from Amazon, that normally if you get regular shipping, it's going to take 5 days. If you want it the next day, you can pay some extra and you'll get it the next day. Mm-hmm. So with as many people who were sick, dying, and filling hospitals in the spring of last year, the government decided to condense the next process, the phase two and phase three trials. The government decided, we'll take on the risk of these vaccines not working, and we'll do those trials sort of back to back, where rather than doing just a few hundred to see if it's safe, effective, and then doing an analysis, look at the data, and see if that's working, that they would go ahead and do larger numbers. So they did tests with 30,000 people, looked at the results, and these are randomized trials, which are take a lot of effort to do. A lot of statistical work goes into these things of determining how many people you need as trials. It's a lot of research work that's specialized. And those people put together plans. Pfizer and Moderna had their trials running and were done by November. So basically 7 months or so from cranking up to having a vaccine available to go through the final review process was very rapid. Most of the time it can take historically 8 or 10 years to get a vaccine for diseases.
A lot of long days in there.
A lot of long days. A lot of studies. And when the results of the test came back, everybody was just terribly excited, really. The WHO had said that if a vaccine's 50% effective, it's worth doing, which is sort of like a flu shot that probably would be worth doing. And this came back 95% effective at preventing severe disease, which is what we largely care about. And the rush part wasn't in skipping the safety part of the vaccine or the effectiveness part. It was just a matter of they compressed the study plans. So it's not really rushed in the sense of they turned out something we didn't know the usual amount of stuff about.
Right. So, I'll tell you what, we got a quick break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back and talk some more with Dr. Coulter here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back, 938. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, and again, we're talking with Dr. Coulter from Sparta Community Hospital, also joining us alongside Jennifer Barber from the hospital as well. Dr. Coulter, we were talking about the vaccine and how quickly it came about. We talked about no safety procedures were skirted. I mean, everything was done as far as that. Everything was kind of put into overdrive to get it done. I guess the next question would be, how effective is it? And you mentioned briefly.
Yes, mRNA viruses, vaccines are very effective. They're probably about 95% effective of preventing deaths and serious illness. So quite good. It's not 100%, which you'd love to have, but that's very difficult to achieve with vaccines of any sort. Numbers in the state, actually, since January, which would have been like the 20th of January or so, there have only been 141 deaths in Illinois that have been fully vaccinated people, including all age groups in that. And we have 6,300,000 people vaccinated in Illinois. So that's doing very well. And about 6,000 people have died since we started vaccinating in Illinois. So 141 relative to 6,000 for some percentage of the population vaccinated during that time, about 50% now, is pretty impressive, really, that we've achieved that. And the other thing we can see from the statistics is that's been reduced the number of older people who have gotten sick and died quite a lot. The percentage of people in the state who have gotten sick who are over 70 and 80 has gone down. Mm-hmm. And the percentage of deaths back in January, the percentage of people who died were about 50% of those people were over 80. Now it's about 25% of the deaths have been people over 80. So it's clearly working well.
Right.
I think there's no question that that's made a large difference in the number of deaths in the state, number of illnesses, number of hospitalizations. Because the reality is that those people are the ones who most often got severe disease.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, about 20% of the people who have had positive tests over 80 years old have died. It's about a 20% mortality rate for those people. So in spite of the fact they've accounted for fewer cases, vast plurality of deaths, that they've been much higher than the other groups. So it's made a major effect in that.
How is the main way, I guess, COVID affects? Just toss this in to find out, you know, I mean, I know it's a respiratory.
Well, largely respiratory. If it's a very, very strange disease, you know, I think everybody knows if you lose your sense of taste or smell, you probably have it. That's really pretty specific for COVID infections. And that affects the nervous system, actually. There are people who've had some ongoing symptoms of nervous system malfunctions, of brain not working well. There have been people that have had stomach problems, diarrhea, and occasionally kidneys have been affected by it as well. We've seen all that at Sparta Hospital. Could affect the blood clotting system. We had a young lady who was in the hospital with blood clots related to the COVID infection. But the primary problem is pneumonia and respiratory difficulties can be very, very frighteningly severe and sometimes rapidly progressive. And weirdly, sometimes people will get the bad pneumonias 8 or 10 days after they have positive tests. We've seen that a number of times. We've had people, generally older people, that have been very ill for a long time, for months, with effects of the COVID-19, have been very disabled from it.
Is that kind of what they're referring to as like the long COVID?
Partly long COVID. We've had even young people who've come in the hospital with COVID pneumonia who've had to go home on oxygen, down to 30 years old.
Mm.
So there's not a group that's entirely safe from the effects of the disease. So the vaccine's a good idea for everybody.
Right.
It's really turned out to be very safe. It's been safe in pregnancies. There's still ongoing full tests, but people who have gotten vaccinated who are pregnant have not seemed to have any problems. I had a friend just recently who was vaccinated in December and had a baby last month. Baby's wonderful. So that seems to be a safe thing. Actually, pregnant women are very high risk for bad disease as well. That's strangely another group of bad infection risk.
I'll tell you what, we got another break. Let's get that out of the way, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more here. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back at about 8 minutes left in the program today, talking with Jennifer and Dr. Coulter from Sparta Community Hospital. Dr. Coulter, we were talking about, obviously, it seemed to, earlier on anyway, affect older people, but as time continued on, I mean, there's always been younger people who were affected by it, but it seems like it became more common as we've moved along.
Yes, actually, this is probably one of the effects of the variants that have popped up. The UK variant, now called the Alpha variant, affects kids more easily, and the Delta variant does also. And the Delta variant is running wild through Missouri, and I suspect probably we've had at least 2 documented cases in Randolph County.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have more. So that's a real concern for starting school this fall, particularly. The first strain that came out last year did not affect children a lot. But I think this is one of the reasons that vaccinating children is a good idea, just for the stability in school, that we'll have less school closures if we have less cases. It'll be safer for the kids. Most kids will not die of COVID-19. The death rate is like 1 in 10,000 kids. So not zero, but not, that's under 20,
right?
About that. So it's not a high mortality problem. But they are people who can spread the disease to older people who are at higher risk. So grandmas and grandpas, particularly if they're not vaccinated, are at risk. And people who are vaccinated can get infected. I have at least one friend who's gotten infected after being vaccinated, possibly 2. He's waiting on a test. Getting kids vaccinated is a good idea just for general public health measures.
Mm-hmm.
It's been generally safe. There have been a few cases of inflammation of the heart, but it's been very few. Most kids tolerate it quite well. And those cases have cleared up in a month or so almost always. So the risks associated with the disease are higher than the risks of getting the vaccine.
Right.
It's approved down to 12 now. They're testing down to even 6 months. I don't know what will come with that necessarily, but it's been very safe generally. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has had some cases of having blood clots. Again, very few, I think 10 or so out of 10 million doses or so that have been given. But it's not zero, but the mRNA vaccines seem to be somewhat safer in that group. And the mRNA viruses are more effective, so.
Now the Johnson & Johnson, that's a single shot one,
That's
right?
a single shot, which is a convenience thing. Some people would rather get one shot and be done. And it's been very effective at preventing death and hospitalizations, which, again, are the things we most care about.
Mm-hmm.
If you get sniffles and a bit of a cough for 3 or 4 days, not a big deal. We wouldn't we wouldn't be worried about this stuff at all if that was all we were going to have.
But right.
It's the serious illness that we're real concerned about, and it does very well preventing that. So it's not quite as good against the variants, though, which is a downside. It maybe is 50 to 60% effective against the variants, which is another the mRNA vaccines will be better. Two mRNA vaccines probably are good still for 90% coverage against the variants.
And in our county, those vaccines, all the vaccines are available through the Randolph County Health Department. And you could easily call 826-5007 to get vaccinated in Randolph County from 12 years old all the way up to, well, forever. So if you're over 12, you can get vaccinated in Randolph County. Occasionally, we have vaccines at the hospital over at Convenient Care. It's one of those day-to-day things to see if there's any available. We have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And really, the only way to know about that is to follow us on Facebook. And we'll have those announced on Facebook when we do have vaccine available for a walk-in.
What did we do without social media?
Right.
Indeed. So, but I think it's a good idea to get done. My grandkids are vaccinated. They're 13. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's a good idea of generally. It'll make them safer. It'll make school easier. And we'll be safer for the community to give the vaccines.
You know, I know as a school bus driver, too, I mean, you know, that was really, really kind of tough, you know, when we went through that period there.
Oh, yes. That's a situation where you have no good circulation and a lot of kids who might not be wearing their mask on the bus. Buses are one of the places where they've done studies about people getting COVID, actually.
It's easy to make sure they've got them on when they get on there, but it's hard to keep an eye on, you know, that they stay on while they're,
you know, kids don't always behave well on buses. That's a known fact.
Right. Everywhere else, though, they're angels.
They're perfect.
So obviously the vaccine has proven effective, and I mean, it's obviously more accessible now than it was in the earlier stages. Yes. I know there was a lot of trouble getting it out available to everybody.
There was. It was a supply and rolling out the vaccine went slowly at first. Now it's widely available, free, by the way, which is, can't beat the price.
No, that's
it. Readily available now for everybody. We did have limited supplies initially, so we did high-risk people, healthcare workers, and the elderly got in line first. But now everybody can get it. It's widely available and a good idea.
We've got about a minute. Any final thoughts?
You know, vaccines have been very safe and effective, and side effects fairly minor. Some people don't have any side effects at all. Some people can have a sore arm as usual.
Right.
And sometimes people have had some fever for a day or so. But generally, it's been very mild, and people have been able to go to work the next day, carry on life normally without any problems.
Yeah, I think the sore arm comes with pretty much any vaccine.
Largely anything, yes.
Any shot of any type, basically. So, all right. Well, you see, the health department has those available.
Yes, the health department does have vaccines available for anyone in Illinois, and the number is 618-826-5007, and they'll be happy to get you worked up. Additionally, Kroger, Walgreens, Walmart, they still all have vaccine too, and watch our Facebook page for the opportunity for walk-in Johnson & Johnson at North Campus.
All right, Dr. Holder, Jennifer, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Get everything back to normal, right?
Yep.
All right. That will wrap things up. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.